Joining us now is James Demert, founder and managing partner at Main Street Research, getting his take on the markets. You're suggesting the Federal Reserve at the moment is behind the curve and that they've misjudged the data. How so?
Thank you. Thank you for quoting me. That is the case. I mean, I think we all know that from looking at the data backwards. And you know, although they've been adamant about raising rates, they just haven't done it enough, and they definitely haven't done it soon enough. I think they've had felt that, you know, raising rates a few times would make inflation data come down like water. Instead, it's appearing to come down more like molasses, right? We're still north of 8. And until that is, so the Fed funds rate gets near inflation, which is kind of where they normally stop, I think you're going to have a continued bear market in equities and the bond market. Until you get some further weakness, significant weakness.
So the market, James, is convinced that we're going to get at least 75 basis points. Some outliers are saying maybe now is the time to strike with a 100 basis point rate hike. What do you think the market reaction would be were the Fed to deliver a 100 basis point increase?
That's a great question. And you know, if you go back over the last few quarters, the consensus of investors hasn't been spot on by any means. I mean, and I think that this Fed is so behind, you know, particularly with that last inflation print. Yeah, clearly it's peaking. But we think there's a high likelihood that they come at 100 just to really try to get ahead of it. I mean, I know when I was late for school, I hurried up, and I think that's kind of where they are.
Well, that's the thing. But isn't 100 also a sign of panic?
I think it should be. I mean, I think that, you know, their first mandate has to be put inflation back in the barn, even at the cost, and they've mentioned this, of the economy weakening much more, and at the cost of the equity market. So can the market test the June lows? Certainly. And it might even do it this week if they go 100. But, you know, clearly faster is better in getting this out of the way. Even if it sends stocks south further than the low or to the low.
So as you noted, I mean, there are signs that maybe we're at peak inflation. The question is whether or not that continues to drift sideways and we don't see a meaningful decline. Are we at risk of an economy that looks like it's got very weak growth but persistently high inflation?
Well, we are. I mean, you know, as I mentioned, the molasses analogy, I mean, it just is not coming down like they thought it would. And I think it's also because we haven't faced this in maybe 3 decades. But you know, you certainly have that possibility, which gives the equity market a tremendous amount of risk. You know, how much further they have to keep going upward to get this back. And I think the FedEx GE earnings are really a canary in the coal mine for what's to come possibly for the earnings reports coming up in a couple of weeks. So that combination, like really, really slow growth in the GDP this week as well, along with, you know, this sort of stubborn inflation means they need to go higher faster.
Well, the FedEx warning certainly has taken the wind out of many people's sails. And how much of it is a bellwether, and how much notice are you taking note of? And also, fundamentally, has it changed the way that you are investing?
You know, the FedEx news just confirmed what we had been concerned about all along. You can't contract an economy, which is what raising rates does, and expect earnings to continue to sort of meet expectations. Those two things just don't work together. So our expectation has been, and I think FedEx was just early because we're closer to this next quarter's earnings. They're sort of late. It didn't even guide. I think that sort of confirms what we've been thinking all along, that earnings here are very, very vulnerable. And that's usually what you see in that last big phase down in bear markets. I mean, I don't know if the June lows or lower than that, but that's concerning, but kind of confirms, you know, our positioning.
We were talking earlier in the program about the call over the weekend from Goldman Sachs. They are looking at GDP growth in the new year, 2023, of around 1.1%. Obviously, they are including into their thinking here a plan that the Fed has already put forward in terms of being aggressive on rate hikes. Does that still sound too optimistic, do you think, for 2023, 1.1% GDP?
No, I don't think it does. I think, you know, I think where that number comes from, at least how I would view it, or our team, is that, you know, we sort of negative going into the year, and then we're negative for maybe a couple quarters, and then we start our, you know, the recovery in the back half of 23. in economic growth, at least. So you sort of go negative, and then by the end of the year, you're sort of just slightly positive. So you're sort of going through this sort of valley of doom. The good news is the stock market discounts all that before it happens. So you know, the bottom in the market will happen certainly way before the economy bottoms, as is always the case.
So that brings me actually to the germane point, which is, so what is it actually pricing in right now then?
I think the market now is beginning to start to realize and price in this earnings, corporate earnings profits are going to be down, and the economy is going to get weaker because they're specifically bringing a tool to contract it. So you're seeing the market come down certainly in recent weeks, and I think over the next quarter, maybe even longer than that, to price in, you know, a real recession.
Well, the bond market and the inverted yield curve seems to be telegraphing that message. Can I get you to be very quickly, James, in about 30 seconds, a buyer of a U.S. two-year treasury with a yield just under 3.87?
Yes. I'd even go longer than two. I'd go to 5, I'd go to 10, even 15 maybe.
Wow.
But individual bonds have great value here.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. James Demert is founder, also managing partner at Main Street Research, joining us on the line from Greenwich, Connecticut. Rish, you're wrapping up 2 hours with us on the program. Final thoughts as we get set for trading in Seoul and in Sydney?
Well, I think we'll be talking about central banks rather a lot this week, Doug, so I don't want to talk too much about them right now, but certainly 12 decisions midweek
yeah.
in a single day.
And the BOJ is on that list, but a market holiday in Japan. We'll take a closer look at top business stories coming up. This is Bloomberg.